Let's take a look at what each paper from South Korea says this morning. We have Grace Park for Different View. Good morning.
Good morning, Key.
So, following South Korea's local elections on June 13th, where the ruling Democratic Party achieved a landslide victory, leaders from the opposition Liberty Korea Party and the 바른미래 Party stepped down. The local newspaper editorials had different views on what needs to happen now. But before we get into them, can you give us a bit of a background?
Sure. In the 2018 local elections and parliamentary by-elections, the ruling Democratic Party won a landslide victory in both of the elections, taking over mayoral and gubernatorial posts in 14 of the 17 big cities and securing 11 of the 12 parliamentary seats. And this meant that the main opposition Liberty Korea Party, or the LKP, suffered a devastating defeat, as it only won two of the big city races. And since then, Hong Jun-pyo, the chief of the LKP, and co-leader of the minor opposition 바른미래 Party, Yoo Seung-min, resigned from their leadership positions, and the ruling Democratic Party announced it would pursue normalization of the National Assembly.
Okay, with that background, now let's see what the editorials had to say about the elections, starting with 국민일보.
Yes, the 국민일보 started off by saying that it was right for the two leaders of the opposition parties to step down, and added that it would also be hard for An Chol-soo, a candidate for the Seoul mayoral seat, to continue in politics for some time. The paper said the conservative LKP had asked the Korean people for their judgment on the arrogant attitude of the Moon Jae-in government, but had actually become the recipient of the harsh judgment by the public for its own arrogance. It criticized the party for not taking responsibility for former President Park Geun-hye's actions when it was the ruling party at the time, without any sincere apologies or remorse for its wrongdoings.
So against this backdrop, the paper highlighted the need for the opposition parties to undertake a comprehensive and practical political reform.
Yes, it said the results of the local elections have proved that the current state of the opposition parties, including the LKP, is no longer acceptable, and that change must happen based on a clear set of principles. The paper said the first thing the parties must do is reflect on their mistakes and be able to make a correct diagnosis in order to prescribe the appropriate solutions. Without getting to the root cause of the problem, the parties would be merely fighting to extend their lifespan, only leading to more public disapproval. And the paper closed by saying that new and improved opposition parties must emerge out of this situation to provide a proper checks and balances system to prevent the ruling Democratic Party from monopolizing the political environment.
I'm really curious about who's going to be in charge and who's going to be in a leadership position for all the opposition parties, or whether they're going to form a new team,
right,
or how that's going to happen. But what did 한국일보 say?
The 한국일보 said that the Liberty Korea Party is in a state of shock after the local elections, and that it is now facing demand to completely demolish and rebuild itself. On Friday, June 15th, an emergency general meeting of the National Assembly was held, and various ideas for reform were shared among the members, but they failed to find a clear direction for where they need to go next. The conservatives are in a rock and a hard place where they now have no choice but to accept the public's judgment and take on the task of innovating themselves and rebuilding their parties. But the issue here is that the political community and the Korean people can't just wait on them hand and foot for an undetermined amount of time until they can recuperate. There are still a handful of legislation that needs to be passed and lots of work that still needs to be done, and time is not going to just simply stop. And the paper said this is why the best thing for the LKP to do at this moment is to actively cooperate with the ruling party in normalizing the National Assembly. The 한국일보 said that this would be the only way to let the people know that the party is determined to let go of its pride and take practical steps toward true change.
And many pundits actually have said that it's not because they really worship the current administration, but it's more like the wrongdoings that the LKP and other opposition parties have been doing, and seems like Gyeongyang Shinmun is on the same path.
Right. The Gyeongyang Shinmun actually took another view, saying that although the ruling Democratic Party did achieve an astounding victory in the local elections, it must not forget that this was mainly due to the public's disapproval of the opposition party, on top of admiration for President Moon Jae-in. The ruling party did end up taking 102 out of 110 seats in the Seoul region and 135 out of 142 seats in Gyeonggi province. But the president and the Democratic Party still faces a lot of challenges that they need to tackle. And the tasks are major ones, like establishing a peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, getting rid of deep-rooted vices in society, creating jobs, alleviating youth unemployment, and resolving income inequality. The paper emphasized the importance of a robust economy, saying that if the government is unable to revitalize the domestic economy, it would be difficult for them to gain respect for their other achievements. And now, at a time when the opposition parties have essentially collapsed, it's more important than ever before for the Democratic Party to be to check and balance itself and effectively carry out its policies. The Gyeongyang Shinmun advised the ruling party to avoid becoming prideful in its victory and instead humbly assess its past year and think about the steps it needs to take to play an active role in ensuring a successful reform within Korea's political environment.
Thank you. That was Different View from Grace.
Thank you.